This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Poland and Argentina. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone. Argentina recovered from their shock defeat to Saudi Arabia with two consecutive wins against Mexico and Poland and finished top of the group. My name is Arni Barres. I'm joined in the car by our technical experts Jürgen Klinsmann, Duri Cha and Farid Mondragon, as well as FIFA's Harry Lowe and Chris Loxton. Jürgen, it was all Argentina. They not only dominated play, they also created chances. They scored two beautiful goals. What's your view on their performance today?
Yeah, it was a one-sided game, totally one-sided game, and Argentina was in control from the first minute on. Just that they couldn't, in the beginning, really finish their chances, and we always were hoping that Messi gets more and more into the game. What I really liked on the Argentinian side, already in the first half, was their movement off the ball. They were far more kind of moving around than in the previous games. Even Messi tried to go to the right side, to the left side, so they changed the positions. Di Maria came on the left side too. Alvarez went in the middle. So that was really cool. They had a very strong defensive shape there, like in a triangle. They looked good, but what was missing in the first half was certainly a goal. And I think that came right after halftime, and that opened up then everything. I mean, then Argentina really started to have fun. They really enjoyed their game. The fans were unbelievable. It was probably the biggest crowd, one-sided crowd, in all of the games that we've seen so far. They were phenomenal. And it took them to the second goal and eventually, obviously, to get their 3 points, now qualified without any problems. Huge, huge compliment to that team. Yeah, I mean, that's from the Argentinian side. I leave Poland up to Duri.
and Harry, we collected a lot of data during the games, and we have a lot of evidence, I guess, to support how dominant Argentina was and also how they attacked.
Yeah, so just to emphasize Jürgen's points, we got Argentina registered 33% of their in possession phase in the final third. So that was, and the average is 18. So substantially higher final third for Argentina than anyone so far. And Poland as well, 44% of their out possession phase was spent in low block, and the average is 22, so more than double than the average they spent in low block in the first half. Argentina's ball recovery time was 13 seconds, 7 seconds quicker than what we're seeing on average so far, and use of the wide areas again for Argentina, so 43 final third entries versus 9 for Poland, and 15 of those coming down the left and 17 down the right. So just similar to the games we've seen so far, using the wide area to get into the final third. As well, one last one, receptions between the lines. You had 65, so between the defensive and the midfield line, 65 for Argentina. 29 of them were by Di Maria. So Di Maria getting between the lines, nearly half of that number for Argentina.
Jürgen, the first goal of Argentina came again from a cross. We've seen crossing being a dominant feature in this World Cup so far, but also an overlap. Now, we've not seen a lot of that. We were at Korea-Ghana. The first two goals of Korea came from overlaps and underlaps. So we saw 26 Molina going round and overlapping in a cutback cross.
Yeah, I see that definitely a trend in this World Cup, because teams are so compact, organized in front of their 18-yard box. I mean, obviously Poland today, mainly in a low block, you know, really far back. But most of the teams, we saw that in the middle area, which was, it's encouraging if they kind of move their entire shape further up the field. But what Argentina did really well, they used the wings the entire time. And Di Maria was shifting from one side to the other, Alvarez as well. But Messi obviously has, he can go wherever he wants to and pick up the ball. But it was no surprise that the first goal came over the wings, and many other chances they created also over the wings. And that trend continues be the case in this World Cup.
And Duri, we already it was already mentioned how dominant Argentina was and how much time Poland spent in a low block. Why was it so difficult for Poland to keep possession of the ball or to possibly look for counterattacks?
Yeah, I think Jürgen said it was a one-sided game. Poland stay in the low block with 4-4-2, sometimes with 4-4-1-1. If they win the ball, then they try to find Lewandowski in top, but Argentina was so strong in the counter-pressing. They were so good organized. They have 2-3 players around Lewandowski always, and was not easy for Poland to find, after the winning the ball, the right moment and to go in the counter-attacking. So big compliment for Argentina. They had a great, great defensive work against the ball, and with the ball you could see the quality from Messi, from Di Maria and the attacking line. So I think they deserved to through the next round.
Jürgen, you also mentioned the defensive triangle. This was also my observation. Whenever they kept Lewandowski up front, Otamendi and Romero were very, very close to him in the possession phase already. Often they had somebody screening in front of him as well, so he had absolutely no chance, did he?
Yeah, I felt really sorry for Lewandowski in this game. There was no chance for him to break through. I mean, the center backs were constantly on him, but also the defensive midfield was always screening in front of their back line. I mean, they were all over them. They were highly aggressive, Argentina. I mean, obviously, they started with a very negative experience against Saudi Arabia, and then they were a bit under shock, and it took them a while to get into the game against Mexico, thankfully, and then thanks to Messi, you know, they win this game, and then now I think they're free in their minds. I think now that their mental state is much, much more positive, much better. The fantastic support now of the Argentinian fans will add another little point towards the round of 16, that they now definitely are one of the favorites here in this World Cup.
And obviously they scored right after the halftime. But I was wondering, if you have such a dominant half and you don't score and you miss a penalty, in your mind, is there a risk that you lose your rhythm a little bit because you start doubting yourself maybe?
Not doubting, but you get impatient and you get maybe a bit nervous, and you know that you have to kind of put one chance into the back of the net. So that you carry that always in the back of your mind, and especially in the first two games, starting also the first half an hour against Mexico, you could see they were nervous, you know, they were scared, or hopefully we're not failing here. And once then Messi kind of scored, it all got more relaxed. And now today, with then the first goal, they really kind of took a deep breath, and they said, "We are in here. We are there to win this World Cup."
And Farid, over to you for two key moments of the game as well. Chesney already saved a penalty against Saudi Arabia. Now another one. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we have to look in the whole history of the World Cup if there's any other case that one goalkeeper saves two penalties in a consecutive game. No, I think this is a very unique case. And that shows not only Szczesny's good analyzing his rivals, but he's very good faking the opposite side when he decides to go. And again, in a full stretch, he stopped very good Messi's penalty. And after that, I think for the first goal, maybe Szczesny leaves himself fall from the original position, maybe half a step, one more step could have given him a little more of length and to get for this ball. After that, I think no chance in the other goals. He made 2-3 very good saves with high technique, good reflexes that kept Poland not only in the game but the chance to qualify. For the side of Emi Martinez, not much to say. He was one spectator more of the game. Unfortunately, Poland didn't create any kind of danger. Just only one side free kick in the first half, a header that went very, very close to his right post. But after that, I think it was a very, very calm and tranquil game for him.
Well, thank you all, fantastic guys. Thank you for your insights, and thank you everybody else for listening. Argentina will now face Australia, and Poland will also advance due to the fact that they received less yellow cards, and will now face France in the next round. We are already on our way back to the hotel.
We forgot one stat.
Which one is that?
How many passes happened before the first goal, right? Was it the first goal?
You made me sit and count it, Jürgen, and it was 27 passes before the first goal.
Well, because I said, how many passes were there? There were so many. I would have maybe guessed 10, 12, but 27? That's pretty cool.
So we have another fact for you to think about while you're trying to fall asleep. So give it a thought, and we see you, hear you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.